The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And as I just said at the top of the show, you know, like the Grattan Institute have found that 90% of the people in the ICUs in Australia are unvaccinated. Like, yeah. I don't know what more you need to know.
Yeah, I don't know how many times we have to hear it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah, exactly. And now talking about the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, what are WA's vax figures?
More than 1,640,000 fully vaccinated, 74.3% of the population 12 and over. We're definitely going to hit the 75%. Now, remember, we're going to get a date of when we're going to open, or we've been told that. Then Omicron rocked up and, you know, all hell's breaking loose now. And it seems like, hearing what's coming out of South Africa, it's quite mild, the illness. So let's just hope that this is a little bit of an overreaction. But the Premier wants a jab rate of 90%. So when we get to 80%, we're due to get a date of when we're going to reopen. So they'll obviously look at the trajectory.
What do you reckon, 75 by Wednesday?
Oh, definitely, because usually, you know how we have that pattern on a Tuesday? When I come in here on a Tuesday, we've jumped
1%. We have a bit of a jump. So maybe get your
sound effect ready for tomorrow, just in case.
Oh, I like that. I like the
maybe. So then I would have thought that the 80% mark would have been, it would hit the following week.
Do you know the problem? Do you know the problem for me that I foresee with all of this is, like, we'll get to 80%. Like, that's just tracking along, no worries. But I reckon that 85 to 90% could take a while. Like, you're starting to get into chipping away at the people who don't want to get the vaccine once you get up around that mark.
That's true. I mean, there's going to be a certain percentage of people who just don't want it and just won't get it. And hopefully that percentage is less than 10.
Yeah.
So that we can get to the 90.
So we can get out of here.
Yeah.
Maddie, thank you as always for coming into the studio. Great work over the weekend at Pride.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
Oh, thanks so much. I had a ball. Had so much fun. It became a little bit hoarse after 2 hours of commentating floats, but it was so good to see.
Well, funnily enough, I saw you the next day. I actually saw you the next day. You look fine.
I thought
you pulled up pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll do. Have a good one, mate.